Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether it is evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Today, we begin the great season of Advent. And with this Advent season, we also begin the new liturgical year. Our liturgical worship is divided into A, B, C. A is for Matthew, and B is for Mark, and C is for Luke, and John's Gospel is added in between. So the liturgical worship is divided into three ways of worshiping. And if you attend for Mass every day, almost you will finish hearing the whole Bible. On this new liturgical year, we began the Advent season. The new liturgical year begins with the first day of Advent. Traditionally, the word Advent means waiting, longing, preparing, and coming. These are the meanings for the Advent. The total meaning of this Advent season is we must be waiting, longing, preparing for the coming of Jesus. In Jesus' coming, we have two celebrations: the first coming and the second coming. In the first coming, Jesus came on earth with flesh. And he has completed his mission. He ascended into the Father, and he there became a king to rule heaven and earth. That is the first coming. It is done. Now Jesus is the king of the universe, who rules heaven and earth. That is completed. First coming is completed. The second coming. Second coming. We need to wait. We need to longing. And we need to prepare for the coming of Jesus second time. That is another celebration. In Christmas, we celebrate the first coming of Jesus. In waiting, we will be going on celebrating for the coming of Jesus for the second time. But we do not know when he is coming. That is the secret and twist in waiting. In today's gospel, Jesus himself says, "Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, and so keep alert and watchful." This is about Jesus himself. He didn't complete his first coming. Already he is speaking about his second coming. Why? After his completion of first coming, he cannot speak with the people. That's why before he completes his first coming, he is giving his coming, second coming. He is telling the people, be prepared, be watchful for me. In the evangelization of Jesus, he clearly said that he will be coming. So, our faith and our trust is Jesus is going to come second time. And his second coming will not be like first coming. In the first coming, he did his ministry, he proclaimed the word of God, and he did so many miracles, and he forgave all our sins by sacrificing himself on the cross. He rose again and he became king of heaven and earth. So we need to wait eagerly for his second coming. The waiting is important because during our life's pilgrimage, we are incomplete. And this is the time to open our hearts and invite the Lord to bring us to completion. Our life will complete when Jesus comes second time and when he takes us into his heavenly kingdom. There ends waiting for Jesus. So, unless Jesus takes us into his heavenly kingdom, we are incomplete beings, incomplete persons. So, we need to wait. How we can wait for Jesus? How we can wait? We know that like a bad stain on our clothes, the longer we leave it untreated, the harder it is to remove. If coffee fell on a shirt, when you go immediately and wash, it's fine. Let me wash tomorrow. So it becomes stronger. It becomes stronger. It means our Lord wants us to have our hearts and minds fixed on Him, on His word. Attract your Jesus, your Savior, and be unite with Him. Do not wait. Immediately you be attached with Jesus, because no one knows when he comes. So this is what Jesus wants to see in us when he comes. In this way we need to wait for him. In the first reading we heard, let us not be like a withered like leaves blown by the wind. That is what is happening now. All the withered leaves fallen from the trees, and they are blown out through the wind, going this side, that side, making noise, la la la. No life. Let us not be like that. Do not be like withered leaves. Let us not make God to dry in our lives. Let us not make God to dry in our lives. That is the meaning of withered leaf. Don't dry yourself without faith, without trust in God. Be united with God all the time. God is still in charge of creation. Our lives are under His care. Let us call Him for our better life. Those who walk by the flesh, setting their minds on worldly things, they shall be judged by the law of sin. Those who walk in faith through Jesus Christ, setting their minds on spiritual things, they shall be judged according to the law of God. A group of young people went to visit a famous wise man, well known for his wisdom. To test his wisdom, a young man asked the wise man, "Master, I want to be in heaven after my death. So how many days before my death shall I prepare for that?" Immediately the wise man replied, "One day before the death." This was an unexpected answer for the young man. Still, he braved to ask, "But how I will know when I am going to die?" In a calm voice, the wise man responded, "Since you do not know the time, start preparing now. Start preparing now. If you are not ready, this is the time to begin to prepare ourselves." That's why the Advent season is a wonderful season, very beautiful season. So, the time is now to organize our lives with right priorities. It is the time, best time, these 4 weeks, best time. Every year we do the same. Every year, 4 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks. That means the church reminds us all the time, "Hey, give some time, some important time to prepare yourself. Think about yourself. Think about the second coming of Jesus and get ready." Giving ourselves like clay in the hands of the great potter is submitting completely to His divine will. We need to submit ourselves in the hands of Jesus. And He will know how to mold us. He will do all kind of exercise and He will make you clean and keep you ready for His coming. So we need to offer ourselves in the hands of God. So in this Advent season, we need to concentrate on both comings. Celebrate all the time the first coming of Jesus in Christmas by preparing ourselves for the celebration of first coming. And also prepare yourself for the second coming of Jesus. So Advent season is the best season for the conversion and to receive the best blessings of baby Jesus on Christmas Day. So let us keep awake so that we will not miss out on our inheritance as children of God. If we are not awake, we are missing to become children of God. That means we cannot enter into heavenly kingdom when He comes second time. So no one knows when He comes. We know it very clear. We have been hearing all the time about the second coming of Jesus. Preparation is the best way to stand in front of Jesus when He comes second time.